Well, Penny, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And it's National Financial Literacy Month, and we're going to take a little time today to talk about credit scores and credit in general and the importance of it. I guess, why don't we just kind of start off with a general definition of credit scores? I know, and can you kind of explain how those, I think there are about three main credit scores and how they are devised?
Sure, absolutely. There are three different credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And how they derive at their credit scores is their secret. No, they don't want to share that with anybody, but they have a whole formula and list of criteria that they use. The first step in credit is being aware of what your credit is. I mean, so many people really, they don't know. They don't know how to go about finding out. There are places on the web that you can go now to get to find out what your credit scores are for free. And if you're thinking about buying a house in the future, you could always do a pre-qualify with a lender. And that way, if there are any credit issues, they can kind of hold your hand and help you through that process. The high credit score is 850. Generally, if you have anything 600 or below, it's going to be very difficult for you to obtain credit. So many things nowadays. I mean, credit score in this last 2 years especially, we've seen a huge emphasis put on credit score. It can drive what you pay for insurance, any type of lending that you get, the interest rate that you pay, all of those things can be driven by your credit score. So there are five components to a credit score. The first one obviously would be your payment history. Do you have collections, judgments? Do you pay your bills on time? The second would be the amount of credit that you have to the limit. So in other words, if you have a $5,000 credit card, do you owe $4,000 on it? Because if you're on the higher end, then that's going to make your credit score go down. So the debt to the limit drives that credit score. Your credit history, the length of time you've had credit history. Have you had any loans or anything that shows up on your credit report within the last 2 years? The number of recent inquiries on your credit. Lenders look at the inquiries on your credit because what that can mean is that you potentially have recently gotten credit that's not showing up on your credit report yet, or that you've been denied credit. So you've gone several different places and applied and you've been denied for some reason. So the number of those inquiries will drive your credit score down as well. And lastly, the type of credit that you have. Is it a good mix of credit? Is it installment credit? Is it revolving credit, which is a credit card? Anything that you pay back on a monthly basis? Or is it a mortgage credit of some type? So the variation of credit can also help increase your credit score if you have a good mix of credit.
People talk a lot about building credit and building good credit, and it's becoming obviously more and more important because you do have to have that good credit score a lot of times to get some of those good interest rates on loans and that sort of thing. And how do people go about it when they're first starting to build their credit? What are some suggestions to build good credit?
That's extremely difficult nowadays because people don't want to give credit to someone who doesn't have credit. And so how do you establish that? If you can get a credit card, and as a lender, that's not something that we'd like to encourage, but I think if you can handle it responsibly, what I will tell my customers is, try to get a credit card with $500 at the most. Don't go over that. And then just use it to buy your gas with every month and then pay it off every month to help get that established. Quite frankly, you're going to need at least three lines of credit to be able to get a credit score. So it's going to take more than just one credit card to help you build that.
Well, what are some other lines of credit? I imagine student loans is probably something that gets built on there. And there are other things you can't get a mortgage, for example, probably without a credit score. So you can't use that as a line of credit.
Car loans, student loans, obviously, you're right, is a good one. And there is such a thing as what we call non-traditional credit. So you can get a house loan without credit. It's a little more difficult. But if you have rent, for example, if you're currently paying rent and you pay that on time, we can use that as a non-traditional form of credit. If you have utilities in your name, we can use that as As long as all those things have been paid in a timely manner and we can verify that, then there is a way that we can use that toward building credit. So, you know, another positive thing is to work with a local banker to help you through this, because in a small community, we have the advantage of, knowing the people that we work with every day, so we can help them through that process and to build credit.
And I guess kind of as we wrap things up, what is it important? How does a good credit score affect you positively? Obviously, you can get better interest rates on mortgages per se. What other advantages does a good credit score offer?
Well, good credit score, I mean, it's not just all about loans. Like I mentioned before, when you get an insurance, your insurance carrier will run your credit score. And if you have a low credit score, I mean, that means high risk to pretty much anybody. And so that's probably going to drive your premium up on your insurance as well. So most anybody that extends credit of any kind checks a credit score. Employers now are checking credit scores to see if they have a responsible applicant for a job. So knowing what your credit is paramount. And then if there are issues, how do I clean them up and get that resolved? It's going to take you, if you've got judgments and bankruptcies, it's going to take some time to get things cleaned up. So the very, very first important step is knowing what your credit score is and what your credit is.
Anything else you wanted to add today?
The only thing I would add is, to encourage, especially young people that are getting out of school, one of the first things a young person does when they get out of school is purchase a car. And if you don't handle that loan appropriately, I mean, it can haunt you for a period of time. So I think in the schools, we need to really get into credit and how important it is a little more seriously, because it does affect all of us. And so be cognizant of your credit and how you handle it.
All right. Penny.
Thank you, Aaron.